We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And a swing and a miss will end the ball game. There's the change up from Clippard, who strikes out a pair of Braves in the ninth inning. And the fateful eighth told the tale tonight. Toronto got five runs. The inning started with a couple of errors, and the Jays did not look back. 6-2 the final. The Braves now a game behind the Phillies in the East.
Braves Country and our signal have the same reach. So, let's get to it.
Play ball!
This is your Braves Breakdown with Rick and John.
And it's a very special Braves Breakdown on Wednesdays because we have Grant McCauley joining us, Braves and MLB insider for 92.9thegame.com and 92.9thegame. You're listening to us, Rick and John here. And Grant, we want a splashy move in this town. It's our theme of the day. Personal Twitter account. Is it Julio? Is it Schroeder? Is it a starting pitcher? Or is it relief pitching help? I have said relief pitching help. Stat. John Michaels agrees, but he puts starting pitching help just a little bit of a higher priority. Where are you with that?
Well, you did put the caveat of splashy move, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know that the relief pitching move is going to be all that splashy.
I want a move.
It's necessary. Well,
a move. A move would be splashy for me right now.
A couple of moves, but I don't know. I think a starting pitching move would be splashier, but they need those relievers. That's going to be important for them. I think the bullpen's been kind of the Achilles heel at times this year. It's been okay. For the most part, if you look at where they are stats-wise, they're kind of middle of the pack. I mean, every bullpen has struggles, but we've seen those nights where things just seem to go wrong, not necessarily in the ninth inning, but in the innings leading up to that. And some of that you can lay at the feet of the starting rotation, which especially, and not counting Julio Teheran last night, obviously, he pitched well, but routinely at the back end of that road trip, the guys were not getting into the fifth inning and beyond, and that's a big problem over a long period of time.
Grant, and your memory is a hell of a lot better than mine.
Maybe.
Mike Fulton-Evans threw the complete game, it seems like, about a month and a half ago.
Yeah.
How many times have the Braves starters reached the eighth inning since then? Had none?
None.
I didn't think there had been. Is that a Brian Snitker philosophy thing,
that's
or is that just ineffective?
That's a new age of baseball thing right there. I mean, you've got guys that they're not going beyond 85 to 90 pitches in some cases, like Brandon McCarthy, for example. And then even when you get into the Fulton-Evichs and the Newcombs and the Teherans, really you're looking at an expiration, if you want to call it that, of about pitch number 105. And they're not going to let guys face hitters a fourth time through. That's where the advanced scouting, the analytics comes in to say, hey, look, the first time through the order, they're batting this against him. Second time, he's more effective. Third time, he's effective. Fourth time, though, boom, that jumps from a 220 batting average, let's say, to a 313 batting average. That's a big swing right there because you get that fourth time through. That also, just to make a long story very short, is why with the specialized bullpens, with the fact that hitters are seeing three to four guys a night, that's why there's more strikeouts in the game. That's also why there's probably more walks in the game. That's why we are where we are in baseball in general.
Grant McCauley hanging out with Rick and John here. We're talking Braves. We do it at 11:20 every single day. And coming up next, it'll be our college football cheat sheet. We just had we know that right now Anibal Sanchez is a reliable guy. Teheran, Newcomb, you know, he's been roughed up here, but I'm not tripping. And you've got Fulte. Like, that fifth rotation spot has been such a revolving door.
Yeah.
What's the present of that spot, and what's the near future of that spot, that fifth starter spot? Because I have a huge question mark right there right now.
Well, I think right now, if you're looking at who might be in that spot, since Max Fried landed on the disabled list with that blister problem, which has been a recurring issue for him, I think the next man up is going to be Luis Gohara. That's why they sent him back down to AAA. He did come back up. They pitched him, you know, every few days. He's gone multiple innings. I mean, that's kind of kept him fresh, if you will. But he's not a guy that I would pencil down to say he's going to throw eight innings the next time he goes out, to John's point.
But, could he go five?
Well, yeah, he can go five. I mean, I don't think he'd start anybody in the Braves' case. I mean, they're not looking to do these bullpen games where they want somebody to go through the lineup once and then throw that bullpen for
how annoying,
nine.
Right?
It's not if it works, if you've got the staff for it. Braves don't have the staff for that.
Right.
And plus, you end up beleaguering that bullpen. And then when you need him the next night because you didn't plan to play 15 innings and you do, it destroys the entire strategy of doing that. So I'm not a big proponent of that. Be that as it may, I think that Luis Gohara is a guy that you can count on to throw 85 to 90 pitches in a start. and that will typically work to get you at least through five innings, you would hope, even if you have to grind your way through it. But, I mean, we saw what Luis could do last year. He's been down a little bit with the fastball velocity this year by about a mile, mile and a half per hour. Has looked pretty good in his last couple of relief appearances. I think that's the short term. But that brings me back to the original question, and I guess the poll that you're running. I feel like a veteran starter, a more proven commodity, would go a long way to solidify the rotation because, look, Brandon McCarthy hasn't done that this year. He's had some roughs. He's had some good starts if he's facing the Phillies. He's had a rough time against the rest of the league. He's given up a lot more homers this year, which is kind of surprising because he'd never been a big home run guy in that in that particular case. Some of the younger starters, like Mike Soroka, landed on the disabled list. That really was where you start to pull that string and things were coming unraveled. When you lose a guy like Soroka, who throughout his minor league career had been the picture of stability, you thought that might be the guy that could step in and hold down that fifth starter spot all year, but it just hadn't worked out that way.
Grant, give me a name that might be out there starting pitching-wise that the Braves realistically could go after.
That's a good question, and it would really depend on what kind of starter that they're looking for. I mean, Nathan Eovaldi is a guy that I think is going to be in demand when the Rays decide what they want to do with an arm like that. That might be somebody to call about. Sure, he doesn't have that long track record. Sure, his name is not Chris Archer or whoever else might be the higher-end starting pitchers that might be available, but I think you might have to get a little creative. Yeah, he's not Jacob deGrom, but he could be a guy that could come in and help every fifth day. I think that's probably more in the neighborhood of what they're looking for, unless another deal just seems to really come together. That's just going to be, you know, the market hasn't really bared itself out yet. And I've been working on a piece right now that'll be up on 929thegame.com. Not sure if I want to post it this week or run it into the All-Star break. I haven't really decided, but it's going to be a comprehensive buyer's guide of 12 teams that will be selling. And it'll break down what players they should be selling, what their assets are for position players, for pitchers, and then also guys who are going to be salary dumps, which means you might be able to walk down and say, hey, we'll take a little bit of that off your hands. We'll give you a little bit. You absorb the money, and maybe some of those guys will change hands as well. But that could happen, you know, during the waiver trade period as well. But long story short, I really haven't seen the market come to shape yet that I could say really with any sense of knowing exactly what starting pitchers might be on the Braves radar right now.
Grant McCauley hanging out with Rick and John here. So we had Fried go last Thursday. Didn't work out. DL. We've gone with sort of our big four ever since then. And here in the final games before the break, it'll be Faulty tonight. Then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Sanchez, Newcomb, and Tehran. So no need for a fifth starter between now and the end of the first half. And then at the beginning of the second half, you will be able to kind of lock in your guys 1, 2, 3, 4. I haven't looked that far, but I'm assuming that they will need a fifth starter coming right out of the All-Star break. So right now you're telling me Luis Gohara is that guy.
I think he'll be the guy. The next time they need to go into that, you know, next level, that next tier, because I think you've seen what you're going to see from a Matt Whistler. You've seen what you're going to see from a Lucas Sims. I mean, both those guys, you know, you would hope were going to be able to at least help you out in the bullpen. That hadn't been the case either. But, you know, the Braves, they're in a different position now than they were the last 3 years where you could afford to do this the last couple of years. And even for guys like Newcomb and Foltynewicz and some others, you could afford to let them have those on-the-job growing pains. Mm-hmm. You can do that when you're 15 games out of first place. You can't do that when you're in a neck-and-neck battle heading into the second half because, look, we're not talking about the first week of May. We're not talking about Memorial Day. We're talking about the All-Star break at this point. The Braves, just like any team in this position, they owe it to themselves to figure out whatever they can do to make a run at it this year because they have shown that they can match up with some tough teams. They played a tough schedule. They just got off a tough road trip. Could have gone better. Could have gone a lot worse. They haven't played well at home, though, lately. That, to me, is a little more disconcerting than that road trip, even.
Grant, obviously the cool part about this week is you had guys get elected to the All-Star game for Atlanta Braves, the most since 2012. How was that received around the clubhouse with those guys getting in?
There's a lot of excitement for that, obviously. I mean, you got three first-timers plus Freddie Freeman, who I think we might have talked about this a couple days ago. The last 3 years, the Braves are sending one All-Star a year. None of them were named Freddie Freeman, oddly enough. It's Julio Tehran, Shelby Miller, and Ender Inciarte. So Freddie hadn't gone in a while, but going with Nick Markakis, I think, is a big deal for him in terms of, you know, Freddie has a tremendous amount of respect for Nick. You can tell anytime he's talked about him just how much, you know, there's a camaraderie between those two men. And, you know, Nick Markakis, I think, is universally respected, not only in that clubhouse, but also in the clubhouse he came from before, the Baltimore Orioles. I saw Adam Jones put out, you know, long time coming for his old teammate, Nick Markakis. They played in that same outfield for, what, 8 years. A lot of folks are really excited about that. And then Ozzie Albies came into the season as the youngest player in Major League Baseball. He's an All-Star. Pretty cool stuff. And for Mike Foltynewicz, this is the next big step in the evolution for this kid who we've always talked about the stuff. he's getting more results this year than he ever has. Now, I'm sure there's other things he wants to continue to evolve and mature and grow into as far as getting deeper into games and obviously winning as many as he can. And I think it's just – it's a good group. It's an interesting group, and I think it's a well-deserved candidate. It's 1-4.
So, Grant McCauley, I have a scenario for you tonight. I'm going to be at STP with the boys. Can't wait. The boys are like, we're going to win tonight, right? I'm like, we need it. I mean, we've lost 6 out of 7, so we're going to be locked in and really cheering for our Bravos tonight.
I keep it locked.
And we're going to just keep it right there where it should be locked. But, Grant, we have a 3-2 lead, okay? Let me just ask you, who's the ninth inning guy? We got a 1-run lead going into the top of the ninth tonight. Who is the ninth inning guy?
Vizcaino.
Is there some kind of – is there a little doubt there? Like, I know Minter went last night, but is he firmly the closer right now, or is that a little bit open?
I think there's a little bit of matchup to be played there, and some of that has to do with the fact that Vizcaino was down for a couple of weeks, and Minter performed in that role very well. And I think that Dan Winkler could still be mixed into those roles as well, depending on what the matchup was. But I don't fault Brian Snitker for using A.J. Minter last night when he did against the toughest part of the Blue Jays lineup. He just got undone by a couple of errors, and then the fact that the Blue Jays' opposite field hits, just good old-fashioned, timely hits for them, helped out as well. He just didn't have a good outing, and it's the first bad one he's had in a while. But I think that Minter is going to get some of those save chances. He's going to get some of those matchups depending on where he matches up best against the hitters that are coming up. But if you're saying who's the guy that's going to throw the ninth most likely for the Braves, I would still say it's Vizcaino.
What do they do at the top of the lineup? Because Ender is killing the Braves and killing my fantasy team as well.
Well, I can't help you with your fantasy team. I've already given you the advice there. But the Braves, and this is another thing, as you look toward that trade deadline, I don't know if I'm ranking things. I would rank bullpen, starting pitching, and I put this on Twitter, everything else or anything else. But they've got to figure out a way to get that lineup, kick-started at the top. And it just hasn't worked out with Inciarte this year. And again, at this point, you're over halfway. You're not really looking at somebody who's been in a cold spell. Now, he's had some, 5-7-game spurts where it looks like, hey, maybe he's turning it on. But I think as you approach game number 100, the All-Star break, you're getting into that stretch drive. You've got to put your best hitters at the top and give your best hitters in that lineup the most at-bats you can right now. Inciarte, of all the Braves starters, lowest OPS across the board. You got to figure out how to make that change and figure out how to, get that top of the lineup sparked, because that's your RBI opportunities for Ozzie Albies, Freddie Freeman, Nick Markakis, and the likes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.